Well, that's as close as you'll get to a title track, in as much as it's called Ballad of the Broken Few, and the album is Ballads of the Broken Few, all with Seth Lakeman, who joins us on the programme. Seth, it's lovely to talk to you. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks, Tim. Yeah, very good.
Always nice to catch up. And a new album and single coming out. And you've followed your well-trodden path now of seeking out interesting places to record. In the past, you've been in cooperages and churches and such like. So tell us where you recorded Ballads of the Broken Few.
Well, this one, yeah. Myself and a producer called Ethan Johns were thinking about locations, and we ended up finding a manor house, believe it or not, a very small Jacobean manor house called Mudford Manor, and we recorded in this kind of a wood-paneled flagstone great hall room, quite a small great hall, but it worked really well for the instruments again, and the voices especially that feature in this record. You know, they could really soar and come alive in that space. So yeah, it was location again, but very much about voices and about the part that the three girls, Wild with Kim, play. And I think the sentiment of this record is slightly different. It's certainly a departure.
Yeah. Well, you talk about the female voices, Wildwood Kin, and last time you were here in the building, they were with you. And there's this thing about families, isn't it, where the melodies seem to have a little bit of magic about them.
Absolutely, yeah. The intuitive harmonies that they have, yeah. The sibling singers, two sisters, one cousin, yeah, they are wonderful. And then, the way I'd pretty much written most of the record before I met them, and I was searching around for strings or voices, something to kind of bring life to these stories and these kind of tragic tales. I met them, and they were local only in Exeter, so we spent a good year working up 30 or more songs, quite a big bulk of material, and then we were very, very lucky. You know, I feel very, very lucky to have got Ethan Johns interested, and he wanted to do the record. So he decided on where we were going to record it, and he decided on the song. So, you know, he produced the thing, yeah.
Now, Ethan Johns, as you say, very well thought of as a producer, and has worked with quite a range of artists, including the Kings of Leon. But what do you look for in a producer? What do they add to what you bring?
Well, it's visualizing the whole album, the whole body of work, and it's, in Ethan's case, he's not really an engineer so much. He comes in with lots of ideas. I mean, he's a wonderful musician, great guitarist, a bit like a Ry Cooder, he great songwriter, and his father's Glyn Johns. He's one of the greatest producers out there, so he's learned so much from his father. And he had so much great gear, just wonderful ideas, amazing drummer. Used to be a drummer for Crosby, Stills and Nash, you know, played on John Hyatt records, and you know, Ryan Adams he did all the records with him, and Laura Marling, he put her band together, made her records. So it's endless, really, what he's done. So when you've got someone like that at the helm, I have to say, you know, when he comes in with maybe just one idea, he wouldn't actually he wouldn't be bombarding us, because it's very stark. If you've heard the record, it's not overproduced in any sense.
No.
There's only some subtle production ideas that have landed on there, but they're all very organic, very natural. And it's all about keeping to that really stark, raw sound that we were trying to create.
Yeah, well, I think you've done a brilliant job, and I have to say, if I may, that I think you're singing as well, or perhaps better than ever. I mean, you've got such a lovely tone to your voice, and there's a lot of emotion in this one, isn't there?
It is, yeah. I mean, it definitely feels it feels more personal. As much as it's epic and it's a lot of tragedy within it, you definitely feel like the sentiment is more personal. And singing-wise, I think we were concentrating so much on the sound of our voices that, you know, that definitely seems to be the focus.
Yeah. Now, the single, which we're going to play in a minute, Meet Me in the Twilight, and indeed we've been playing for a couple of weeks and getting great reaction too, if I might say. They quote you on the press as saying, it's a tribute song to someone special. Are you going to tell us who the someone special is?
The someone special? Well, it's not necessarily anyone. It's written really with a... with someone in mind that is lost. You know, it's one of those songs that, you know, a memory of someone.
Yeah,
is so valuable and so important. So the Meet Me in the Twilight is playing on metaphors of how you feel about someone, from the moon to the sun to the early waking. You know, it's where I was kind of I was reflecting a lot of those lyrics.
And the thing I think, as a listener, you sit down, listen to music such as this, and you're in the head of the writer, and the things that reflect in your life you can identify with. So the someone could be anyone special to the listener, I guess, couldn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I wrote this about 2.5 years ago, at the beginning of the summer, when I was in Cornwall. So it's very much, you know, when the sun's gone down like a king to rest in the brightest palace halls of the far and golden west. It's very much about that sun dipping down and the memory of someone. So yeah.
Well, we're going to play it in just a moment. Before we do, though, let's just talk about the tour, because you're going to be busy this autumn, aren't you? And you are playing here in Plymouth at St. Peter and the Holy Apostles Church on Thursday the 22nd. So it'll be very intimate, yeah. I imagine.
Yeah, well, that's myself and the girls playing the whole record. I think we're going to do the whole thing, because I think that's quite special, really. I don't think I've ever done that before. I've just performed a whole record. So I think that's what we're going to do, is the whole new record. Maybe some of the old ones thrown in at the end, but generally it's an introduction to ballads. And, I mean, it'd be a wonderful place. We've tried to pick really, you know, magical spaces for myself and the girls to sing in.
Yeah.
And that'd be great.
I'm sure it will. And they always used to say James Brown was the hardest working man in showbiz, but I was just looking at your schedule for December. You're going to need a break at the end of it.
I think I will. But then I'm going to America in January, so it's all part of the business. I'll get a break in 2018, maybe.
Yeah, well, come and see us when you do. But in the meantime, we'll play the single "Meet Me in the Twilight." Seth, it's always lovely to talk to you. Enjoy the tour and every success with the new single and album.
Thank you, mate. Always good to speak. Thank you.